We had this four-room schoolhouse. It had two grades per room. And if you failed, you was in there 3 years, maybe four, in the same darn room. And the first teacher I had, she hated a left-handed person to start with. Said, "That's of the devil. I'll beat it out of you before this year's out." And she commenced and set in on me and commenced to whip me, whip my hands. Till today, even, I ride upside down. And my right hand most of the time is trying to cover up my left because she beat me so hard in school. But there's just some things you just don't never get over, I reckon. Anyhow, I had a brother in the seventh grade. He was a way small for his age. He was skinny and short, and he looked really like he should have been in the second and me in the seventh in comparing us, because I was always a big eater and I growed a lot faster than he did. But nevertheless, I was in the second and he was in the seventh. So one day he said, "Dave, I want you to take this bicycle and get to the house with it. I'm a-walking this girl home from school." I said, "I can't handle that bicycle. It's a 28-inch. He said, "I said, push it or do whatever. Just get it to the house. I'm walking this girl home from school." So he lit out and I lit out. I got up to the first sharp curve. And this great old big boy weighed about 280. Well, really, he was a grown man, but he was still in the eighth grade because they kept failing him because they didn't come enough to pass. And they just kept failing him year in and year out. They didn't get their final testing done, and this and that and the other. And so they just gave him an F and failed him. They didn't care. We had boys and girls both that was 18, 19 years old, still in the 8th grade. And this one jerked me off there in the middle of the road. The bicycle landed on top of me, and that old rock, dirty, rough, mud road. And it broke my collarbone on the left side square in two. Oh, I screamed and yelled. It hurt.